Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 8th of June, 2021. I hope the start of your week has been going well so far. We don't have much to update you on regarding individual projects today, since Miro is still getting caught up on the SciPunk and Circle of Love Patreon short animations, but I do have some general updates which will hopefully interest you. First, over the weekend, we updated the Patreon archives and refreshed the download links for the month. Since we just published the archives for the first time in late May, however, there was only about 10 days of content to add, so it's really not too hefty, but I'm going to be giving you a heads up whenever I update it, so that's just getting us on the right track. Second, we finished up our first go at adding text to the Patreon image sets. We ended up going the visual novel route and paired Flying High Up with the RenPy visual novel engine. We've exported a version for PC and Mac to start with, and I'll be posting that right after this text update. You can read more about the specifics in that post. Next, we want to report more on our journey with Blender. For those of you who don't already know, we do all our animations in a software called Maya. Blender is an open source alternative to Maya, and over the years it's been significantly improved to the point that it's now a very viable alternative for our productions. Miro recently tested out the current version of Blender, and believes we should switch our Patreon production to it soon, and the main production team over to it eventually as well. So this switch won't impact Bloodlust Lanessa Bloodcrown Part 1, which we intend to finish in Maya, but depending on how well the port we discussed last week goes, we may consider moving Bloodcrown Part 2 to Blender if it makes sense to do so. For all future short animations, however, we're hoping to start working in Blender from the beginning. So what makes Blender a better choice? Something called real-time rendering. We currently spend days and weeks rendering CAM tests to get the final version of our animations looking the way we want them to. With real-time rendering, on the other hand, we can see the results of our work almost instantly, whether that's a small change to our lighting settings, a tweak to a character movement, or swapping in different environmental props. If we want to see what a few extra trees will look like in the Seed of Rebirth environment, or if the changes we just made to Lanessa's hip animation will make her look less wobbly, we can now do that almost immediately. Likewise, little mistakes like forgetting to turn Serene's shoes back on after working on her toe animation won't matter anymore because we'd know immediately instead of hours later when the CAM test is finished. It's also possible we can save a lot of time on final rendering in Blender as well. Mira tested a popular Blender rendering engine called Eevee and found it's pretty close to the unbiased rendering we currently use in Maya, except a frame takes just 3 to 4 seconds to render. With our current workflow, a frame can take 10 to 15 minutes to render. Miro suspects that with some tweaks, we can get Eevee to export the final quality we want, possibly even matching Unreal Engine 5. So for now, it's a no-brainer to at least jump in and do some test renders in Blender. Since we're not sure how long the port to the Flying High Girls will take, however, Miro's going to run his initial experiments with existing Blender-ready character models. You've probably already seen some of these models around in the wider 3DX community, as most of them are based on game characters. Having said that, most of the ready-made characters we've seen so far are in need of a major boob upgrade, so we're gonna have to work on that. Anyway, when we have some CAM tests ready, we'll show those to you so you can see how the quality compares to our current Maya setup. If you have any thoughts and questions before then, let us know in the comments. That's all for now. Thank you, and have a good week.